Read another one.
Okay. The analogy between space-time and a supercooled fluid is either meaningless or false. I wish this blog would devote itself to real science instead of wasting our time with crackpot wannabe theoreticians in a rush to publish.
Who wrote that?
As anonymous, username General Relativity.
Well, I'm responding to it.
Don't lower yourself to their level.
Look, I am simply going to defend our work, scientist to scientist. And failing that, suggests that his mother enjoys a string of both human and non-human lovers.
Sheldon, my name's on that paper too. There's no upside to doing this.
He just left another comment.
What does it say? Upon review, I've changed my mind about the Cooper-Hofstadter hypothesis that space-time is like a superfluid. In fact, it's inspired me to come up with my own theory. Maybe space-time is like two clowns with their heads in a bucket, much like Cooper and Hofstadter.
Can I respond now?
Do it.
You mess with the bull, you get the horns. I'm about to show this guy just how horny I can be.
Somebody else do it.
Doctor, please help me. I think I might be turning into a killer gorilla.
Why do you think you're turning into a killer gorilla and not just a regular gorilla?
Because regular gorillas are vegetarians, and I just bit the fingers off your receptionist! Okay, we've seen plenty.
No, give me your nose!
Careful, don't bite your fingers off!